Less than 2 hours after the sentencing, Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall announced she will not pursue state charges against Loeffner in the shooting. His federal guilty plea and life in prison was enough, LaWall said, for the victims. She read a letter they signed.
This verdict is not perfect, but it is one with which we can all agree. We feel that justice has been served. Please allow this to end here. And it is going to end here. The state is not seeking to prosecute Jared Loeffner for any of the shooting that occurred.
During Loeffner's sentencing hearing, 10 victims of the shooting spoke. Many addressed Loeffner directly, telling him what his actions did to them and their loved ones. Some were angry, many visibly upset or crying as they spoke or listened to other victims. Susie Heilman was shot at then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford's Congress on Your Corner event January 8, 2011. She brought 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green to the event, who died after she was shot. Heilman and Gifford's husband Mark Kelly both told Loeffner they never want to think about him again. Congressman Ron Barber, who was shot twice that day, said to Loeffner, "I hold no anger toward you, but I am very, very angry and sick at heart." Loeffner sat quietly and looked at each victim as they spoke. He did not visibly react to their statements. When federal judge Larry Burns reiterated the sentence Loeffner agreed to in the plea deal, Loeffner sat with his eyes downcast. Recording equipment is not allowed inside federal courtrooms, but after the sentencing, several of the victims spoke at the courthouse about what this final hearing means to them and what they hope to see happen next. They were nearly unanimous in calling for expansion of mental health services to treat those with severe disabilities, like Loeffner's undiagnosed schizophrenia at the time of the shooting. Randy Gardner was one of the shooting witnesses who spoke.
We have to look at ourselves. If we really consider ourselves our brother's keeper, it's imperative that we look out and we don't look the other way. When we see somebody struggling, we try to help. If we're scared, we get somebody else to help. But this young man should have seen that his footprints should have been on a mental health floor. He should have been on a notice of mental illness, and there should have been some evaluation going on.
Others, like Bill Badger, who was injured and helped subdue Loeffner at the scene, called for stricter gun laws to limit the magazines that hold many bullets at a time.
Up until 2004, there were laws that prohibited people from having these big clips like the shooter had here. There were different laws that expired in 2004.
Judge Burns requested that Loeffner be returned to the federal prison hospital in Missouri, but he says it's up to the Federal Bureau of Prisons to decide where he lives. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.